For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. The Red Sox opened the playoffs Friday night at Fenway against the New York Yankees in the best-of-five American League Division Series. This year, Boston set a franchise record for wins in a season with 108, but New York managed to win 100 of their own, and the head-to-head series between the two teams was nearly even. For a preview, I spoke with Christopher Smith, who covers the Red Sox for Mass Live. He says this is a tough draw for the Sox, but that there are some pitching matchups that could work in their favor.
Except for David Price, the Red Sox pitchers have pitched well against the Yankees historically. I mean, you look at it, Eduardo Rodriguez hasn't pitched well against them this year, but he's pitched, you know, well against them throughout his career. Ethan Evaldi's thrown, you know, heading into his last start against the Yankees, throwing 14 scoreless innings against them as a Red Sox this year. And Rick Porcello has been very good against the Yankees, you know, his entire time with the Red Sox. He pitches well on the road. He's pitched better on the road than at Fenway. You know, while the Red Sox starting pitching is a question mark heading in, you know, with David Price never having won a postseason start and, you know, Chris Sale's health a big issue, you also can look at some of the positives that they're starting, you know, some of their pitchers have pitched very well against the Yankees.
I was going to ask you about Chris Sale. He was, of course, hurt for much of the second half of the year, and he's been shaky since he's returned. How worried should Sox fans be about his condition?
Every start he had when he came back off the DL in September, his velocity dropped, and it was at his lowest velocity of his career in a start. In his last start against Baltimore, not only was that, but he wasn't commanding the baseball. He had two batters. He wasn't painting the corners like we saw Chris Sale, you know, in July when, you know, he was throwing all these shutout innings. So there's concerns, I think, over his health. You know, Alex Cora says he's 100%, you know, certain that he's healthy, but I think that's a big question mark right now if he really is healthy, especially with the drop in velocity. You just don't see that unless a player is hurt.
Christopher, if there was an Achilles heel for Boston this season, it was the bullpen, which had its share of struggles. How do you see manager Alex Cora trying to use his relievers?
He could get creative with the bullpen. He doesn't have to just, he doesn't have to just go to the guys that haven't performed during the regular season. He's got Eduardo Rodriguez out there. You know, he's got Evaldi on days that Evaldi doesn't start. I think he needs to use Kimbrel for more than three outs in a game, which we haven't seen all season, but it's got to happen.
This is a matchup of rookie managers, Cora for Boston and Aaron Boone for the Yankees. How much of a factor will their inexperience be?
You know, Cora has obviously more experience because he, you know, went through 11 wins in a postseason last year with the Astros. And, you know, I think that definitely helps. It's funny because I asked him earlier in this year if he thought anything was more difficult than he expected as a manager. He said, you know, that postseason run, you know, completely prepared him for being a manager. And I think that will help. I look at more of it as a factor for Aaron Boone.
And finally, for the Red Sox to advance to the American League Championship Series, what are a few keys for them to get by the Yankees?
Keep them in the ballpark with home runs. Yankees hit the most home runs, you know, in a season ever by any major league team. Take advantage of the Yankees' miscues. The Yankees have really bad infield defense. I think another thing is that the Red Sox need to score early. The Red Sox have that offense that they can do that and put pressure on the Yankees immediately, put pressure on the Yankees starting pitchers immediately, and get guys like David Price and Chris Sale, who haven't won a postseason game, an early lead.
Christopher Smith covers the Red Sox for Mass Live. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And this is New England Public Radio.